Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great God we serve. We serve the Almighty Father, the Almighty God. He is Lord and He is risen. He is King and He lives forever. He is omnipresent. He is in Africa, Asia, North America, South America, Europe, Antarctica. He is everywhere, all at the same time. He heard before we called on His name this morning. In the name of Jesus, He blew His holy breath into our bodies, and we are still alive today, yet alive. He put purpose in us when He shaped and molded us in our mother's belly, that purpose that He wanted each one of us to do. In the name of Jesus, and He gave each one of us gifts and talents to be used in the body of Christ. I bind up that demon that come to wreak havoc, to make mokosheba chaos in the body of Christ. We decree and declare that we have peace, Jehovah Shalom, from the peacemaker, makashedede. And Father, Your word says that You not only commanded us to love You with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, but You commanded us to love one another like we love ourselves, to prefer one another above ourselves. When we see our brother or our sister in need, oh God, we, makashe, have to stop by the roadside, whether we have to give them gas, mokoshebaka, call 911, whatever it is we need to do, we're doing it in this hour for them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up every emergency vehicle today that's on assignment, mokoshebaka, to minister to people on the highway, on the byway, everywhere they go. Oh, God, we bind up incidents, accidents, mishaps, mechanical breakdowns. We decree and declare that people will follow the laws of the land. They will not speed, but they will follow the laws of the land. And, Father, we thank You that we are being made whole by You. And, Father, we repent for every way we've sinned against You, the Most High God. We thank You today for what You're doing, what You're going to do. We bless Your holy name. We bless Your presence this morning. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank You, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Your kingdom come, Your will be done. In the name of Jesus, let Your kingdom advance and be established through preaching, teaching, and healing. In the name of Jesus, let the gates of our life and the city be open for the King of Glory. Come in on Bible Story Land. Have Your way, O God, in the name of Jesus. You reign, O Lord. You are clothed with majesty and strength. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting. Lord, You are great King above all gods. Let the heathen, O God, hear that the Lord reigns. Hallelujah. We honor You as King. We honor You as Lord. We honor You as Shepherd. We honor You as the great and mighty I am. Lord, You reign. Let the people tremble. Let the earth be moved. Lord, You have prepared Your throne in the heavens. Lord, I thank You that Your kingdom rules over all. Let men bless You, O God, in the name of Jesus, in all places of Your dominion, in the name of Jesus. I thank You that Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and Your dominion endures throughout all generations. What a great God You are. Let men speak of Your glory, the glory of Your kingdom, and talk of Your mighty power. Let men know Your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of Your kingdom, O God. In the name of Jesus, let Your kingdom come through deliverance. In the name of Jesus, let the gospel of the kingdom be preached in our region and with signs and wonders that following, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we receive the kingdom because it is Your good pleasure to give it to us. Let the righteousness, peace, and joy of Your kingdom be established in our lives. What a mighty God You are. In the name of Jesus, Let the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of the Lord and of his Christ. Let the saints possess the kingdom. Let the saints possess the kingdom. Overthrow the thrones of wicked kingdoms. Preserve us unto your heavenly kingdom. Let the scepter of your kingdom be released. We seek the kingdom first, O God, and your righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. Break in pieces and consume every demonic kingdom that resists your kingdom. Let all dominions serve and obey you, O Lord. What a mighty God you are. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. It's praise time. We have Karen Itell with us on this morning from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carissa.
We have sunshine in Jacksonville, Florida. I hope you have it there in Houston.
We're going to have maybe rainstorm this morning. It's supposed to be like winter this afternoon.
Hallelujah.
All right, I'll do my song.
Amen.
Of any nation. They laid the foundation, the path we need
to follow the right path, the righteousness, the saved senior citizens, the righteous ones, those that call on the Lord God. Those are the ones who laid the path, the foundation that we need to follow. We'll follow them as long as they follow the Lord. So we are grateful for each of you this morning. I thank God for the senior citizens who know the Lord as shepherd. Their wants were filled. Their needs were taken care of. Many seniors laid down in green pastures, and God led them beside the still waters when things were rough in their lives. When everything seemed hard, they called on the good shepherd, and he restored their souls. He kept them on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Many of them walked through the, and some had to be carried through the valley of the shadow of death. And they had no fear of evil, for they knew the good shepherd was with them, and they knew he would never leave them. He divinely provided protection. His presence stayed with them through the trials, tribulations, storms, you name it, illnesses, birth of children, death of loved ones, loss of job, tragedies, unforeseen circumstances. He never left them, never forsaken them. And he's no respecter of persons. He won't ever leave us, neither will he forsake us. Even when senior citizens' enemies rose up against them, God prepared a table for the senior citizens in the presence of their enemies. The good shepherd anointed them with oil, so much so that the senior citizen said, "My cup, which is full, ran over and over and over and over, and it continued to flow." Not only did abundance of goodness follow them, but so much mercy that it is still following them today as they dwell, as they live in the house of the Lord forever throughout eternity. Senior citizens have much to praise God and to thank God for. God is our creator, the finisher of our faith. So let's praise God with our whole heart and give him what's due unto him. Praise, praise, praise. Let the high praises of God be in our mouth this morning as we praise him. Well, we have Pastor Donna back on with us this morning. Good morning, Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. God is still good, and he's still blessing.
Amen, amen. You sound like you have a little bit of cold this morning, but we're going to pray for you that the Lord will remove that.
Yes, ma'am. He's still good. He's still good. I'm still able to talk, still able to do what needs to be done. Yes,
amen,
ma'am.
Amen. Well, of course, you know, we were weeping with you all as you wept for the loss of your husband's mother. We were sorrowful, but we know that she was a mighty woman of God. Her memory will always be with you. The love she had for you all will always be with you all. The life that she lived before you will always be present in your lives. So thank God for a soldier going home. We bless each of you.
Thank you so much. The homegoing celebration last Saturday was wonderful. The church was packed. We had two overflow rooms. They were packed, and people were still standing up. So we were really, really comforted by all the people who came to support and those who prayed. That's what is keeping us, the prayers. We had no idea that my mother-in-law was so sick. She had cancer, and it had spread all over her body. She knew it, but she didn't let us know.
Yeah, she didn't want to worry anybody, huh?
That's right. That's right. That's right. But I can still sing today.
Amen. Go right ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I can still sing. I decided to make Jesus my choice.
Amen.
Some folks would rather have houses and land. Some folks choose silver and gold. These things treasure and forget about their souls. I've decided to make Jesus my choice. These clothes that I'm wearing may be ragged. Heavy is the load that I'm carrying. These are heavy burdens that I'm bearing. I decided to make Jesus my choice. The road is rough, the going gets tough, and the hills are hard to climb. I started out a long time ago. There is no doubt in my mind. I decided to make Jesus my choice. The road is rough, and the going gets tough, and the hills are hard to climb. I started out a long time ago. There is no doubt in my mind. I've decided to make Jesus my choice.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Donna.
Amen. That was good.
Y'all need to do make Jesus our choice. Wise people make Jesus their choice. Wise people make Jesus their choice. He chose us from the foundations of the earth, so it's up to us to choose him. Choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Father, I lift up your servant, Pastor Donna Hawkins, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for being Jehovah Rapha in her life, her mighty healer today. Touch her body, O God. Remove everything from it that's not like you, O God. Remove all the cold, the inflammation, every lying symptom. We say, go right now. Be thou healed in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you that you sent the word and healed them. Send the word and heal her. I thank you that you said, beloved, above all, Pastor Donna Hawkins, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank you, Father God, that she is walking in divine health and healing every day. Because, Lord, you know she's a pastor, has many, many things to do, oh God. And I thank you, Lord God, that she's your obedient servant. And whatever you call on her to do, she's willing to do it. You said, to whom much is given, much is required. And she said, Lord, I surrender all. Wherever you send me, I will go. So, Lord, I thank you that as she traveled from city to city, state to state, even out the country, Lord God, be with her, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for her family, Lord. I thank you for blessing her in safety and in peace. I thank you for all that you're doing. For your servant, Pastor Donna Hawkins, this mighty woman of God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, well, we have with us her cousin from Jacksonville, Florida. Jackie Travis is on with us this morning. Good morning, Jackie. How you doing?
Good morning, Sister G.
All right,
so
how are you?
I'm okay. I'm so glad my cousin sung that song. That's my mother's favorite song. I decided to make Jesus my choice.
Amen.
Amen.
What are you going to sing this morning?
I love to praise him.
Oh, I love that too. Hallelujah.
Okay. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name.
Again, I will be to him a father,
and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. But of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angel spirit and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning, hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Hebrews chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. She recited that. She didn't read it, she recited it. So I thank the Lord for, you know, scripture memory. And it takes a lot to sit down just to memorize the Word of God. So I thank God for Sister Ruth. That was a blessing. Hebrews chapter 1. Read it for yourself, God who has sundry times. Yes, Lord, he's a good God. He gave us the Word. Well, we have Miss Ludell from Applin, Georgia, on with us. Good morning, Miss Ludell.
Good morning. How y'all doing down there?
Doing great. We're all over. We're doing good.
All right. So?
You gonna
sing this morning? It's all about Jesus this morning. I'm gonna sing "Try Jesus."
Ooh, my favorite. Thank you.
All right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. You know I done tried him, and you're all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. You know I done tried him, and he's all right. If you're motherless, he's all right. If you're motherless, he's all right. If you're motherless, he's all right. Oh, yeah, I done tried him, and he's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Oh, yeah, I done tried him, and he's all right. If you're friendless, he's all right. If you're friendless, he's all right. If you're friendless, he's all right. Oh, yeah, I done tried him, and he's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Oh, yeah. I done tried him, and he's all right. If you're fatherless, he's all right. If you're fatherless, he's all right. If you're fatherless, he's all right. You know I done tried him, and he's all right. Amen.
Amen. Woo! Thank God for Miss Ludell. She's still on the battlefield. She turned 96 on the 10th of, was it February?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
February 9th.
96.
Amen, amen. We thank God for you.
96 now, 90 years.
Oh, excuse me, 96 years young. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Oh, we thank God for you, Miss Lucy. We love you so much. We appreciate you.
I love you all, too. I enjoyed the singing this morning as well.
Amen, amen.
I got a little cold this morning, though, for some reason, but I enjoyed the singing.
Well, there is a word from the Lord this morning. We are so blessed. We are truly blessed this morning. I tell you, you know what, God is an awesome God. He hooked his people up from all over the world. You think you're going one place to do one thing, and then he has you doing many things. So he's the awesome God. He brings his people together. He orders our steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So I thank God. Our speaker this morning lives in Jacksonville, Florida. I met her through another friend of hers. She has been in the ministry for 38 years. She worked in the Florida Correctional Center as a teacher and a leader. She is ordained as an evangelist. She's a licensed minister. God gave her several ministries. One of her ministries is called Women Anchored in the Lord. Another one, I am in the image of three times, in his image three times, Time Alone Spa. Hearts Touch Lives, HTCL. So her name is Minister Cherry Aura Lightner. Minister Cherry, good morning this morning. Good morning, Minister
good
Cherry.
Morning. I am highly favored and highly blessed. Thank you very much, Pastor G, for this opportunity. And thank you, ladies, for that, those beautiful songs and that scripture that you brought. Peace to each one of you. I come in the name of Jesus, and I just want to share just a small topic on God's greatest gift, which is love. It is April. The flowers are blooming. God's love is everywhere. The grass is growing. God's love is everywhere. Because God created everything, and because he created everything, he is everything. God is love. If we want the perfect example of love, it is in our Creator God. God's love is referred to as agape love, and that's the highest form of love that is selfless and sacrificial. It is steadfast, unchangeable, and unconditional. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. There is no fear in love, so perfect love drives out fear. If you keep God's commandments, you will remain in his love, just as he kept his Father's commandments and remains in his love. My command is that they love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, that we should be called children of God. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands. Husbands, love your wife. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. It does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love always protects, trusts, hopes, perseverance. Love never fails. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you abide in me, and my word abide in you, ask what you will, and it shall be given. So we thank God for his greatest gift that he has given to us, which is his love. And I just impart that love to each one, to the voices that is on this line, that as children of God, as we walk by faith, not by sight, but by faith, that we will impart the greatest commandment in this world, in a world that is full of darkness, so many killings and so much hatred. But we that are children of the light can spread this light of love to all mankind. So God bless you, and may you be empowered with his love, with his peace, with his prosperity. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Sister Cherry. We appreciate the words of wisdom that you brought forth. And, you know, God is an awesome God. The Lord had me studying the fruit of the Spirit this week, and I never got past the love. I was on love. So I thank God, you know, for the word of God that you brought forth concerning love, the ultimate gift. You know, 1 Corinthians 13 talks about, and now abideth faith, hope, love, charity, love.
Yes.
Greatest of these
yes.
is love. Galatians 5:6 says, for Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith worketh by love. Galatians 5:22, for the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, love. The greatest of these is love. So, you know, like Sister Cherry said, we need love in this world. You know, people are murdering other people without even a conscience. They're killing children in the school. We need love in the world. And when we begin to obey the first and second commandment, the first being love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and strength. Even with that, we're not going to harm another person. Neither will we abort a baby. Neither will we harm the ones that God birthed through us. Neither will we hurt a senior citizen or anybody. So I thank God for that word. We needed that word this morning. I'm going to ask Sister Rutha if she would pray for the senior citizens this morning all over the world.
Heavenly Father, we count it all joy to call on your holy and righteous name. Lord God, we know that you are everywhere, Lord God. So we pray that every senior citizen, Lord God, will be blessed of God, that the healing that was taken care of at the cross will be manifested in their bodies today, that they will notably feel that a difference in their bodies, Lord God. Because your word is true, Lord, because it's gone forth out of your mouth, it cannot return unto you, Lord. So, Lord God, we thank you that they are healed. We thank you, Lord, that you have no respecter of persons. And so, Lord God, they are healed and they are made whole. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Ruth. I tell you what, as we get younger, like Ms. Ludell said, we're getting younger. We ain't putting no years or old on our name. We say we, what she say, 96 years young. I thank God for Ms. Ludell. She has that youthful spirit. You know, when you serve God, he gives you, you know, so much grace and favor. The grace to get out of bed every morning. The grace to have a good mind. The grace to move every limb in your body. Because you can't do it. We can't do it without him. We can't even breathe, move. Can't even think without God. So I thank the Lord this morning. You know, we're talking about salvation right now. Salvation is worth more than silver and gold. It's worth more than all the money in the world. It's worth more than rubies, that fine jewelry. It's worth more than all the oil in the world. Salvation is most important. It's a great gift from God. And the Lord said in Romans 10:9-10, if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord. But we got to first confess that Jesus is Lord. If we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, and we believe that he is the Son of God and that God raised him up on the third day, then we shall be saved. So there are many people today that are not denying Jesus Christ, the one who died for their sins, the one who hung on the cross. Many young people today are denying him. Oh, yeah, I believe in God, but I don't believe in Jesus. He was a man just like us. Oh, no. No. They're even denying the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
A fool has said in his heart that there is no God.
Mm-hmm.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We deny any of them. We're foolish.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anyone on the line today that needs to be saved?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Looks like everyone's saved this morning. We appreciate you. Now, listen, once you get saved, don't try to go back, put one fence in the saved place and one in the mudslide. Mm-mm. Can't do it. Backsliding is sin. Wallowing in the mud, wasting what God gave us, that's a sin. Not valuing our relationship with God, that's a sin. So, you know, we got to do what the Lord said. We got to bless the Lord all the days of our lives. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within him. Bless his holy name. We got to continually bless the Lord. We can't bless ourselves. We can't do anything for ourselves. We got to continually call on the name of the Lord, blessing him daily. Let the high praises of God be in our mouths on a daily basis. I'm going to read for you Galatians 5, starting at verse 17. Anybody want to find it with me? Galatians 5, starting at verse 17. I'm going to start at 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law, nor the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murder, drunkenness, revelation, and such the like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But, listen to this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Against such there is no law. So we can have these in abundance, the fruit of the Spirit. So we got to move forward in God. Move forward in God. How do we move forward in God? By doing what he told us, loving on him every day with all of our heart, soul, and strength. He loves us so much. God loves us so much that he gave his only son. I know if I had 10 children, I wouldn't want to give any of them away. Plus, it would be in vain because they can't die for anybody. They can't save anybody's soul. So that would be in vain. But God gave Jesus his only son. So we have to seek God with our whole heart while he can be found. Now, you know, sometimes we can ignore God. You know, sometimes God tells us, go pray for so-and-so. Get on your knees and pray. And you go like, okay, God, but I just want to eat first. I'm hungry. Okay, God, let me go call Mary Sue first. Okay, God, let me do this first. No. When he tells you, obey quickly. Move quickly. Forget about yourself. Do what the Lord says. Obey him at all costs. He is the one who gave you life, breath, health, strength. He know what you need to do. He know what he wants you to do. We belong to him. If you said, Father, I give my life to you. So it is testimony time. Anybody want to share the goodness of the Lord? If you're on and you have not pressed 1 on your phone, press 1 and I'll allow you to come on. I'll unmute you and you can give your testimony. Anybody have a testimony this morning about how good God has been to them? I'm looking for people who are pressing 1. Let me see. Some people are already on live. They don't have to press 1 again. But anybody else? Testimony.
This is Udell.
All right, go right ahead.
You know, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And so many days have passed in my life that he was good to me, and he still is good right now. Because, you know, right now is all we have. We don't have the next hour or nothing, but we do have right now. And I just thank God for right now. I thank God for he bringing me 96 years, ups and downs, but all through it all, he brought me through, even though sometimes it felt sort of difficult or whatever you say. But, you know, he said he'll never leave us or forsake us, and that's good news. So I just want to thank him for this morning, for how he brought me, how he kept me through these years. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Ludell. Awesome testimony. 96 years young, and I thank God that he has never left her. Neither has he forsaken her. He's had ups and downs, trials, tribulations. As human beings, we have. But through it all, through it all, God has never left, never forsaken us. He'll be with us always, no matter what we're going through. He promised, and he is not a man that he should lie. God will keep his promises. I want you to listen to this. One of my favorite songs by Andre Crouch. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Well, we had somebody press 1, 904-377 number. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Saints. My name is Sister Maisha. I'm a guest of Mama Cherry or Minister Cherry. She's my son's grandmother. I thank God for being able to be on this morning. I just wanted to share a quick testimony about my son. My son was born with a liver disease, and God has brought him so far. He's now 18, and he's about to graduate from high school. He had a liver transplant when he was a baby. God blessed me to be able to be a partial liver donor for him. And I just give God glory to see how far he's brought him and just to see the magnificent glory of God upon his life. And, you know, I can't give God praise enough for what he's done and how he's kept him all these years. He's, you know, coming from, you know, having to take over 7 medications in the beginning down to just 1. And like I said, I can't thank God enough for what he's done. I give God glory. I just wanted to share that that God is still in the healing business.
Yes.
You know, I just never not had a mindset to not trust God. Mm-hmm. You know, I gave him back to him when he was born, and God is still his. So I, you know, continue to give God the glory for keeping my son all these years, and now he's about to graduate from high school and on to college, and I can't thank God enough. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Maisha. Oh, I thank God for her. That took courage for her to come on and share that. And Sister Maisha, what's your son's name?
His name is Chance.
Chance.
Yes, like God gave a second chance. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Chance. Well, Father, you know Chance. You birthed him through Maisha's body. You formed, you shaped him. You already knew about the liver problem before he was born. But, Lord, you knew she could handle it. She cried many tears. She was strengthened by you, oh God. She held on to your unchanging hand. And for 18 years, she's still blessing you, Lord God. So, Father, we lift up Chance, that mighty man of God who has the great call of God upon his life. In the name of Jesus, the devil tried to take him out even at birth, oh God, but you said, no, Chance shall live and not die and declare my works. And I thank you, oh God, for a mother like Hannah who prayed and prayed for a son. I thank God for her man-child Chance, oh God, because Chance, Lord God, has many gifts, many talents, oh God. In the name of Jesus, he's an encouragement to everyone around him, oh God. He is such a blessing. What, oh, my God, a great gift that Chance is, not only to his family, but to many people who know him, even people who don't know him. Chance, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, was born for such a time as this. You said, be thou strong and very courageous, Chance. And I thank you, Lord God, oh, God, that he is healed by the stripes of Jesus. He was healed long time ago, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So we are praising you. Thanking you for Chance. We plead the blood of Jesus over him. No weapon formed against him shall prosper. I thank you, Lord God, that he's like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that he prays several times a day. And, Lord, he ain't ashamed of you because he know you are the one that saved his life and gave him life, abundant life. So, Father, I lift up Sister Maisha. I thank you for strengthening this mighty woman of God to continue on the battlefield when the road gets easy, oh God, when the road gets rough. I thank you that she'll remember that song. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. No matter what you're going through, I will be there for you. So, Father, I thank you that as she reads, oh God, in your word daily, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You are strengthening her. You are calling her to a higher place. Come higher, higher in you, oh God. I thank you that she won't run in and say, Lord, bless me and mine, but she will dwell in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under your shadow, Almighty. She will say of you, Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress. And, Lord, heal her body, every ache, every pain, every distraction. We say, go in the name of Jesus. I thank you that she'll pick up your word daily and say, Lord, what would you have me to study? I thank you that she'll minister to many young women, oh God, who've gone through what she's gone through, oh God, because she's gone through many ordeals, oh God. So we bless you right now. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Any more testimonies? Press 1. Okay, I'm looking to see here if anybody else press 1. All righty. I don't see any more right now. All right, let's see here. Okay, I'm looking for anybody else who may press 1. Okay, well, we thank God for each of you being on this morning. It's prayer time on Bible Story Land. Prayer time. It's praying time. You looked at the news lately? I don't like it. You driven in the traffic lately? You heard about bad reports lately? We need God more than ever before. We need him. Can't do without him. Even in every situation that we face, he knew about it before you were born. He said, okay, have you considered my servant, my Isha? Have you considered my servant, Mother Ludell? Have you considered my servant, Pastor Donna Hawkins? Have you considered my servant? Yeah, your name has been called out. And so the devil tried to wreak havoc. He said, oh, no, Lord, you keep a hedge around them. But he said, okay, do it, but don't you kill them. So you could have lost everything you ever had before, but guess what? You didn't lose your life. But we have to do like Job did. Bow down before him and say, Lord, can I receive good as well as evil from you? Yes, we can. Job said, I desire the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Now, you know that's a lot, because I don't know about you, but I love to eat. But I love the word of God. Sometimes I'm in the word of God several times a day. I say, let me look up this scripture right here. Let me look up that scripture right there. The steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord. We have to listen. Don't you know God is still speaking today? Many people say, oh, yeah, God don't speak no more. I beg to differ with you. He still speaks to people today, just like he spoke to Moses. He drew Moses up there. He said, listen, this ground you're on is holy ground. Take your shoes off. Don't come up here. I'm not an ordinary man. I am the great I am. When you get in his presence, spend time. Don't say, Lord, bless me, bless my family, I got to go to work. And then you get on the phone and you talk to Susie, Sam, Charlotte, Mary, Teresa. No. Shut the phone down. I'm talking to me. I don't know if I'm, you know, talking to you, but I'm talking to me. Shut the phone down. Take time to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Take time to abide under his shadow. He's the one that provides life, abundant life. Learn to love him with all your heart, soul, and strength. Get in the word of God every day. Read the word. Put the word of God before you. Say, Lord, what do you want me to read today? Lord, what would you have me to study today? So it's prayer time. We have ministers on here that's going to be praying. Pastors on here going to be praying for people. And you know what? I appreciate Minister Sherry Leitner this week. She came on the prayer line on Tuesday. We pray for the children. We pray just for children on Tuesday. Somebody asked me, well, can't you pray for this and that? I said, no. The Lord says strictly pray for children and their families. So I got to obey what the Lord said. Now on Bible Storyland, we pray for prayer requests. So if you have a prayer request, press 1 on your phone. I'll unmute you. You can state your request. If you've already got press 1, you can state your request. Just say your name and what you would like prayer for.
This is Ludell back again. They had to take Mary Jean back to the emergency room last night. She's sick and her son still sick. So pray for her, please. And my family, too, and my church family as well.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ms. Liddell. Anyone else? Prayer.
Prayer, yes. Pray for the news, the stuff that's going on in the news.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand you, Karen. Pray for what?
The stuff that's going on the news.
Okay, I'm going to call on somebody because I don't watch the news, but I know it's not good. So, okay, thank you, Karen. Anybody
pray
else?
Pray for the singers here. Yes, Jackie. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. You said pray for...
Okay. All my senior citizens and my family.
Okay.
Our president.
Say that again.
Pray for our president.
Okay, president. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Prayer time on Bible Storyland. You know, prayer is a conversation with God, so he can move on our behalf. We say, okay, I know God moved. I know God know me. I don't have to pray. I beg to differ. Better pray. He said pray without ceasing. The prayers The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Effectual, fervent prayer. So we just can't pray how we want to pray. We got to pray the word. Okay, it looks like somebody else here pressed one. Hold on. I'll put you on just a second. All right, good morning. 272.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, this is Susan. God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I want a prayer request for my family for peace and release of burdens and, you know, to lift them up in faith and let them keep the faith that they have and improve it or add to it whatever God has in mind for them and to receive all the blessings that God has in store for them. This is Susan, and I pray for that for all my family.
Thank you, Sister Susan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, anybody else?
S.G.?
Yes.
Please pray for the love.
Okay, state your name.
This is Sister Cherry.
Sister Cherry, okay. Pray for the lost?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Prayer. Praying time. Press one. State your prayer request. I don't want to leave anybody out, so.
Minister G?
Yes.
This is Donna Hawkins again. Will you please pray for me?
Yes, ma'am. Sure will.
Thank
you. Got
you covered. And the church. And my church. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
This is Sister Maisha. I'm sorry. This is Sister Maisha again. I had to unmute myself. Could you pray for my mother, Carol, for her health?
All right. Anybody else? Thank you, Sister Maisha. Anybody else?
Susan. Hello?
Yes?
This is Susan again. I also need prayer for my health.
Okay.
I need prayer for relief of my health conditions.
All right. All right. Anybody else? Prayer time. Press 1 if you haven't already. All righty. Looks like everybody press 1 and want to. All right, well, we have pastors on here, ministers on here. We're going to be praying this morning. Sister Rutha, could you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, who just lost his mother, her church family, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, and pray for Pastor Donna's strength, her healing, and safe travel, because they travel all the time here and there.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we can call on your name, and you said you would hear and you would answer. So, Lord God, we know that you have already heard and answered, because you know the words before I speak them. You already know what I'm going to say. Lord God, I come on behalf of our sister, Pastor Donna Hawkins, for her church family, for her husband who's lost his mom, for the Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church, and for any health problems that she may have or anyone in her family. We come calling on the name of Jesus, knowing that you were here and as a prayer, knowing, Lord, that it was all settled at the cross. So, Lord God, we're not coming to you asking for unbelievers, but we're asking on behalf of believers. And we come in agreement with them that their healing was settled at the cross. We come on behalf of them believing, Lord God, that they were made whole. We come thanking you, Jesus, that you're faithful, that you cannot lie. And what you said you would do it. Thank you, God. And we know, Lord God, that you make your word good and that you would hasten to perform your word. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you gave me and all believers the keys to the kingdom. So, Lord God, I'm going to use my keys and say and declare that this day they are made whole. This day they are healed. This day, Lord God, the manifestation will take place, that they can be a testimony to tell people, Lord God, that he's a healer of broken hearts, to tell people that he healed their bodies, that he made them whole, not just in their bodies, Lord God, but in every area of your life. Thank you, Jesus, that when you said it was finished, everything concerning Sister Donna Hawkins, her husband, her church family, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, that it was all settled at the cross. So, Lord God, we thank you that souls will come pouring into the church and give their lives to Christ because, Lord God, the gospel is going forth and it can't return until you're born. So, Lord God, we just thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Minister Cherry, could you pray for Jackie Travis, her husband, her two daughters, and she has a ministry with senior citizens that she takes care of on a daily basis. And she also asked that we pray for President Donald Trump.
Okay, be glad to. Father God, in your name, Jesus, we come to you and ask that you will bless this family, Ms. Travis, Lord God. We ask, Father, open up the windows of heaven, Lord God. Whatever she's in need of, Father God, bless her with good health. Bless them financially, Lord. But bless them spiritually, Lord God, in every area of their life, Lord God. You have said that whatsoever we ask in your name, so shall it be, Lord. So we look to you for which cometh her help, because all her help comes from above. And God, I ask you right now, even with President Trump, Father God, Lord, I ask that you will lead him, Father God, in your direction, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, if there's anything, Father God, within his soul, Father God, that is not pleasing, that is not right with you, Father God, because titles don't mean anything, Father God. You said that if we come to you, Lord God, you will in no way cast them out, Lord. So I pray, Father God, that you would just give him a heart of righteousness and give him direction, Father God, to do the right things according to your will and your way, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, for your prayer line, Father God. And I ask you, continue, Lord God, continue to hear the prayers of the righteous. You said the prayers of a righteous availeth much. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Oh, Lord, don't forget about the senior citizens, Lord God. I pray right now. That's a passion, Lord God, that as you continue to touch all the volunteers that work with the seniors, Lord, I ask that you will give them that special blessing, Father God. Oh, it takes so much, Father God, for people to have patience with the elderly, Lord. They need love, Father God. And God, I ask you that you bless everyone, Father God, that as they stretch their hands out and upon the elders, Lord God, that you will bless them with people that care, people that have patience, people that love them, Father God, and people that have time and have willingness to give to them. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Okay. Pastor Donna, can you pray for Miss Liddell, her family, her church family, and her niece, Mary Jean, and her Mary Jean's son, and however else the Lord leads you?
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning
thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to see another day. Now, Lord, while I'm bowed, I ask a special blessing on Miss Ludell. Lord, you kept her. You brought her all of these years, and for that we say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing her to see another birthday, Lord. Lord, we know that it's you who's keeping her, Lord. Lord, she tried you a long time ago, and she knows what you can do. Right now, Lord, we ask a special blessing on her daughter, Sister Mary Jean, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would bless her and keep her, Lord. Lord, we ask a special blessing on the whole family, Lord. Lord, you know what they stand in need of right now, Lord, and we know that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. So right now, Lord, we ask for a special touch from you, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for keeping Miss Ludell, for keeping her family safe, Lord. Continue to bless them. Continue to keep your loving arms of protection around them, Lord. Please don't let any hurt, harm, or danger come nigh thy dwelling, Lord. Lord, she loves you. She's your daughter. She's your child. You made her, Lord, and you know all about her. You know what she stands in need of right now, Lord. So, Lord, we do ask that you would continue to strengthen her body every day, Lord. Lord, we're so grateful for the days that you are giving her. Even now, Lord, and, Lord, her strength, her faith is as strong now as ever. We thank you for that. She knows what you can do because you have done it. You proved yourself over and over to her, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for the light that she is shining right now. We can see you, Lord, shining through her, Lord. It's in her voice. We know that she knows you, Lord. So, Lord, continue to bless her and keep her in your care. We love Miss Ludell. She's an inspiration to all of us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for keeping her and blessing her. It is in the precious name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Hey, thank you. Thank you
amen.
So much. Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Teresa, could you pray for Karen's request about, instead of bad news, whose report will we believe? We believe God's report, no matter what comes on the news. Could you pray?
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, that whatever goes on, Lord God, you said that you were more than able. You said that you were God and that you would work and who would let it. So, Lord God, we know that whatever is going on, there's a lot of murder going on, Lord. There's a lot of sex trafficking, Lord God, and all kind of accidents and crashes, Lord God, people being killed, Lord God. But, Father God, we come trusting and believing in a God that cannot fail. And, Lord God, we know that whatever happens, Lord God, whatever trials that we go through, that you, Lord God, are the healer of broken hearts. You are the God that restores. And, Lord God, we know that you're able, Lord God, to speak, Lord God, and everything will have to speak because you are God. And so, Lord God, we ask for murder to cease. For sex trafficking to cease. We ask, Lord God, for revival to spread all through the land, Lord God, that people, Lord God, will hear the call for salvation, Lord God, because, Lord God, we know that time is winding up and that you are soon to come. So, Lord God, we are asking for a revival, Lord God, that those that are lost can be saved, that they will have what you've given us, Lord God, a measure of faith, that they will take that measure of faith, Lord God, and when the gospel is preached, that they will hear, Lord God, and give their lives to God, that everything, Lord God, that the devil meant for bad will use for your good. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. All right, Pastor Donna, could you pray for Sister Susan? Our request, she's asking prayer for her family, for her health condition, and, you know, just burdens be released off of her and increase in family's faith and blessings be released for her family and her.
Gracious Lord, we humbly bow again, thanking you, Lord, for Sister Susan. Lord, you know what Sister Susan is facing. Lord, you are more than a doctor. You are a healer, and there is no case that's too hard for you. So we ask for a special touch for Sister Susan, Lord. We ask that you would ease the burdens of her family, Lord. And, Lord, let her family know that you will never leave them nor forsake them, Lord. But you are only a prayer away, Lord. Lord, give them the strength that they need right now,
strengthen Sister Susan. Keep Sister Susan in your care, Lord. Lord, give her what she stands in need of. Lord, you know all about what she's going through, what she's been through, Lord. But you have already equipped her to make this journey, Lord. So, Lord, just continue to encourage her and continue to strengthen her, Lord, with the strength that she needs to carry on. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for propping her up on every leaning side. We thank you, Lord, for being there every time she has called, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for even for the trials that we go through. Because, Lord, we have to go through a test so that we can have a testimony, Lord. So, Lord, when she comes through, she will have a testimony telling everybody how it was you, Lord, who made a way, how it was you who brought her through, Lord. Lord, bless Sister Susan. Keep her in your care, Lord. Lord, we love you. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayers.
Yes.
It's in the name of Jesus that I pray and for his sinless sake. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Cherry, you made a request to pray for the lost. So I'm going to ask you if you would pray for the lost.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, God the Holy Spirit. Because of your creation, Father God, it is not your desire that any man should perish. So, Lord, we ask that you go into the highways and the byways on the street, Father God. Go into the homes, Lord God. Touch them, Father God. Touch the hearts, Lord God, of the ones that are unsaved, Father God. And, Lord, visit them. You say, here I stand at the door of your heart. Harden not your heart. Lord, open up their hearts so they can hear you. Open up their minds so they can see you. Open up, Father God, their inner being, Father, that when they go out, Father God, and as they see all your creation, Father God, they can say, I believe that there is a God. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Even the fool, Father God, open up their hearts so they can see you, Lord God. Lord, we want revival. We need revival today, Lord God. We need people to know that there you are hope. You are the only way, that you are the truth and the light, and nobody comes to the Father except by you. So today I petition, Father God, that your voice will be heard throughout all nations, Father God. And Father God, that you will open up the eyes of the blind and set the captives free, Father God, that you will open up the ears, Father, that they will hear your word as you say, come, my children, come unto me, for my burden is light. Your burden may be light, but my load is easy. So, Father God, I'm asking you right now, in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Well, we have one more request. My Isha is requesting that you pray Sister Ruth for her mother, Carol.
Lord God, we come thanking you for Mother Carol's healing. We thank you, Lord God, that everything was settled at the cross, that you said in your word, thank you, Jesus, that we were healed. That means it was already done. So, Lord God, we thank you that she is healed and that what attack the devil has put on her body, Lord God, it will have no avail. It will not, Lord God, flourish because today it is dead. And healing has taken place, Lord God, because it took place at the cross. She was healed, healed, Lord God. When you said healed, Lord God, you had Mother Carol in mind. You had Sister Maisha in mind. You had Sister G. You had Sister Cherry. You had Mother Liddell. You had all of us in mind. So, Lord God, we thank you for Mother Carol's healing, Lord God. We thank you. Let God be glorified and let the devil be a liar. Lord God, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Well, I thank God for effectual fervent prayers. It's closing time on Bible Storyland. I thank God for each of you. I love each of you. You already know God loves you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And he commanded us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Does anyone have any announcements, anything they want to say before we close out?
I have one thing to say. I was trying to hit one, but I had it on mute, so it probably didn't go through. but my son prayed for my knee because I was having problems with my right knee.
Uh-huh.
And I just like to test if that I don't have no more problems with my knee. I can bend and have no problems at all. It's not sore. It's not swollen. I just thank the Lord.
Amen. What a great testimony. Her son touched her knees. He's a mighty man of the Most High God. Amen, amen. Thank you so much. I'd already had you on live, so you didn't have to press one, Sister Ruth. It was just for people who had not. Hallelujah.
Oh.
Well, we will be on next Saturday. God say the same. It will be Family Day. Today is Senior Citizens. We're going to be praying for families, talking about the family next week. We have a mighty person that's going to be bringing forth the word like we did today with Sister Cherry. I appreciate her words of wisdom on love. The greatest of these is love, faith, hope, and love. So we thank God for that this morning. I look forward to hearing from each of you next week. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And don't forget, praise the Lord. You got to open your mouth and say, thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. 24/7.
All your waking hours. Love y'all.
Love y'all, too.
Love you, too.
Praise the Lord, praise